Hello and welcome to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Christy Eldridge, and today is a beautiful day. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am in sunny, hot Houston, Texas. Actually, I'm in a town called Humble, Texas. Humble, Texas. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so prophetic. You're so prophetic. And so he has a word to bring to you today, and he brought me here to Humble, Texas to give you this word. So, Lord, fill my mouth. I pray right now for your presence, Holy Spirit, on this podcast, God. Thank you, Lord. We need your presence, Holy Spirit. I can't do anything without you, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast, over your family, over your life. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life and my family. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you give me your heart of love for every person that comes to listen to this encouraging, strengthening, comforting word from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fill my mouth. In Jesus' name, amen. So, guys, I'm just going to flow with the Holy Spirit here. I don't have this ahead of time. I have an idea. But the Lord is in charge. This is His show. This is the Holy Spirit's podcast. So here we go. He says, it's not hard to follow me. He says, you just have to let go, relax, and be carried, be led by my Spirit. Let go, relax, and be led by my Spirit, and know that your steps are ordered by the Lord. He says, I've gone ahead of you, beloved. I've gone ahead of you. And where you are going, I have already been. He says, I'm a man with a plan. And so you can trust me to get you where you need to be in my perfect timing. He says, timing is everything. Timing is everything. He's been taught, I don't know what this is, and honestly, I was not supposed to look it up, but there's something called a timing chain. And I feel like it's something in an engine, but I don't know anything about cars or engines. So maybe this is a word for someone that's going to listen to this. And you'll know that this is for you. He says, timing chain. I get this impression from the Lord that it's like sometimes worrying about God's timing and when it's going to happen and how long and oh my gosh, and I have this promise from God, but when, that is a chain that He is breaking. He's breaking that off your life. It just leads to torment. It leads to it's really rooted in fear. And so the Lord is breaking that off of you, and He's helping you to trust Him. And it's like just when the enemy tries to tempt you with like trying to figure it out, trying to figure it out, how it's going to work out. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's like, when we try to figure out how it's going to end up, how it's going to go, what it's going to look like, when, and all of the details in the future, it's really control and it's really rooted in fear. And the Lord does not want you to have that anymore. And the antidote for fear is faith, it's trusting Him. And so He says, I have your life. It's safe with me. I have your life, beloved. I have the blueprint. I have the map of your life, and my timing is perfect. And since you gave me your life, truly give me your life, Know that I'm holding your life. I'm holding the timeline of your life and the plans and purposes all in my very capable large hands. He says, I am God. There's freedom in letting go. There's freedom in letting go. And just being like a little child and knowing that your daddy has you. You know, when you're a little child, when you're a toddler, you don't have to worry about how you're going to get somewhere, like how you're going to get to school, how things are going to happen. Like, little kids really don't even have a sense, help me Holy Spirit, of time or dates, or they don't have a sense of any of that, right? And when you get to a certain age, sometimes you can help kids, like, they'll be like, well, how many days till Christmas? And we can kind of like, how many times do I have to go to bed at night and get up before, you know, they start to, like, maybe in elementary school, they start to get a sense of, like, time. But before that, really, they're just walking in faith that their parents are going to take care of them and get them where they need to be. They don't have to worry about that. There's a freedom. They're carefree. They eat. He just feel like the Holy Spirit saying, like, they eat what's put in front of them. They go at their father and mother's command, get in the car, we're going. And they arrive safely, and there's a joy. And there's a lightness that comes with living in that way. And the Lord says He's bringing that to you. That light, carefree lifestyle where you know you're cared for and you know that you are so led by the Lord, where you're not in charge of your life. And there's freedom that comes with that. And I'm sitting in a Walmart parking lot again. You know, I prophesy from Walmart parking lots. I don't know why. In my car. And I backed into the parking space. And I'm just sitting in the back of the lot. There's not a lot of people around. But I'm parked like I'm not parked within the lines of the parking space. And there's this little thing inside of me that was like, ugh, that feels bad. But there's no one around, you know? And I hear the Lord saying, stop parking in the lines of other people's expectations. It's like, because these lines are here in this parking lot, I have this need, even though there's no cars around me whatsoever. For some reason, I have these needs to, like, do what is right, do what is according to the rules, although there are no rules in this parking lot. Like, I don't know. Help me, Holy Spirit. I hear Him saying, like, color outside the lines with me. Color outside the lines with me. Now He's bringing me to, like, a coloring book. You know, when you're little and you're coloring and when you're really small, you're just scribbling on that paper, just free, you know. You show it to your parents and it's like, it's not within the lines at all, and your parents are like, that's amazing. Look at this artwork that you drew. And then as we get older, we just learn, like, I remember the time when you'd, like, outline the lines and then color inside it, and it would just look all perfect and nice. And then I don't know, help me, Holy Spirit. And the Lord's just saying, color outside the lines again. Man, things don't have to be so perfect. Things don't have to be so perfect. It's okay to break the rules. It's okay to do things different. It's okay to have a freedom. It's okay to have a messy room. I don't know who needs to hear that. I feel like right now he's talking about perfectionism and trying to live up to some standards that the Lord's not even asking you to live by. He says when you do that, when you live up to that level of perfectionism, it leads to accusation and condemnation. It's like a false, he says it's a false sense of security. Because your security, beloved, doesn't come from your perfectionism or doing it right or, you know, how well you do something. Your security comes from your position in Christ. He says, humble yourself. Humble yourself under my mighty hand. That I was perfect so you don't have to be. There's so much pressure when you try to be perfect. There's so much pressure when you try to be perfect. You have to do it perfect. It'll stop you. I just feel like he's saying, listen, it'll stop you because the fear of not being perfect will stop you from moving forward in what God has for you. Because if you think you have to be perfect in order to start doing something, you're not going to do it. It's this fear of failure, this fear of not measuring up. And again, he says, I was perfect, so you don't have to be. He says, grace, rely on my grace. Rely on my grace. And so I felt earlier he was talking to me about, you know, Jesus is our model. Help me, Holy Spirit. And Jesus only said what the Father was saying and only did what the Father was doing. And he walked perfectly. Okay? And he says, listen, to only, like, he did the Father's will. He did the Father's will to his own peril, to, you know, he just concentrated on what the Father was asking him to do. And he just did that. And the Lord is saying, listen, that is true humility. That is true humility when you don't consider yourself. It's when you let go of self. When he's helping us. Listen, he's helping me. When we let go of self and we don't consider self, but we consider what the Lord is asking us to do and walk in the way that he's asking us to walk, knowing that we don't have to do it perfectly, but we just have to walk in that he's supporting us, that he's empowering us, and we don't have to do it in our own strength, but by the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, listen, I just heard Jesus say, I was empowered by the Holy Spirit too. And he says to you, listen, I showed you how to do it. He says, don't consider yourself and how you're going to look if you fail, or he He says, keep going and just look at me. Consider me worthy. Consider me worthy. Consider me worthy to keep going even when it's not perfect. Your imperfection brings me glory, he says. And it's like, how is that? Your imperfection brings me glory. When other people see you walking and they see that you're not perfect, that you're just like them, you're just like them, it motivates them and it says to them, oh, well, she's doing it. She's not doing it perfectly. So there's a freedom that they feel that they can do it too, and it doesn't have to be perfect. People look at you and they're like, it's so like, I don't know, help me, Holy Spirit, please help. I love you, Lord. You say, you just keep saying, listen, I love you. 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 You're more than enough. He says, you're more than enough for me. You're more than enough for me. He says, find your satisfaction in me. Find your satisfaction in me. He says, come to me with the need to be perfect. Come to me with that need to do things perfectly, and I'm going to heal it. I'm going to heal it. I'm going to love you. I'm going to love that thing right out of you. He says, you are my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased. You are my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Just keep going. Just keep going. Walk it out. He says, I'm empowering you to walk it out. And just like, if you operate in this way, then you're going to be able to look back and see where you started and where you end up. And that alone will be a testimony to so many people. It's like, I'm writing your testimony. There's, you know, like when I started doing this thing, I had no idea what I was doing, and this is what it looked like, and I felt like this, and oh my gosh, and then I just saw the Lord just iron out my path, and now I don't have any of that, and he healed me along the way, and now it looks like this, and it's this amazing thing that he built, that he did, that I had no idea what I was doing, but God, like that's the testimony that he's writing when you just start walking. You just do the Father's will, what he's asked you to do, what you know. There's prophetic words on your life. You have this direction, and you pray, and then you just trust him, and you just step out onto the water, out of the boat. You step out in the water with him, and he writes the story. He writes the book. He says, go there. Listen, many of you are going to write books about how God led you into the promised land, how God led you to, you know, create the business, to create the ministry, to, I don't know. to travel around the world like many of you are going to write books. You're literally writing history with God. You're leaving a legacy, but it starts with one step. And it's not always smooth at first, but you can trust him. And he wants me to end the word there. He wants me to pray for you, so I just want to pray for you. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us be like little children at your feet, Lord. Help us heal. I just pray right now that the Lord would heal anything that you feel is missing. Anything like just pray with me right now. Just break this lie. Just say say this in the name of Jesus. I break the lie that I'm not enough. Yes, I'm okay. And say this, say, I replace it with the truth that Jesus is more than enough for me. Lord, I just pray for that revelation to hit our hearts, that we don't have to be enough because you are enough. Because you are enough, God. I just pray for that refreshing rain, the empowering rain of the Holy Spirit upon your life. I pray for the wind of His Spirit to push you along. I pray for a revelation of grace to hit your heart and your mind. I pray the pleasure of the Lord over you. I pray that you'd have a revelation of the pleasure and the joy of the Lord over you right now. Hallelujah. I speak freedom over you to draw outside the lines, to park in a parking space the wrong way, like to have a messy room for a day or two, like it's okay if it looks a little messy. I just pray for that freedom over your life to not have to do it right. I break all pressure off of you in the name of Jesus. I break every burden off of you in Jesus' name. I break that heaviness right off of you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you for a lightness to come upon each one of my friends that are listening. There's a lightness coming upon you that only heaven can bring. There's an ease. I speak, there's an ease and there's a carefree nature that God is imparting to you. Carefree. I speak peace over your mind. I speak peace over your thoughts, your emotions. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus, I just pray right now that you would teach all of us how to walk in true humility. Help us to not even consider ourselves, but to keep our eyes on you. To keep our eyes on you. Because you're worthy of what you're asking. You're worthy of what you're asking. Perfection is never the goal. Perfection is never the goal. True success, the pinnacle of success in life, is knowing the Lord. And if you know the Lord, you've already made it. God bless each and every one of you. I pray all these things over your lives in the name of Jesus. You are loved. You are enough. You are important.
God bless you.